Hello.
Hello. Oh, it's all very exciting.
How excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 and be perfectly honest?
Maybe 27.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Hola. Hello and welcome to another Word Monkeys podcast. My name is Matt Brown. That was the voice of Becky Walker, one of the editors at Usborne Publishing. We'll be hearing from her a little bit later because I have a very important question to ask you. What is it that connects the following? Bun, Wacket, Buzzard, Stubble and Boot. Wither Canada? Ow! It's Colin Plint. A horse, a spoon, and a bucket, the toad elevating moment, and owl stretching time. The link between all of those seemingly random phrases is they were all some of the original titles that were mooted for the TV show that became Monty Python's Flying Circus. Here are some other things that were originally called something different. The TV show Hannah Montana was originally named Alexis Texas. The Powerpuff Girls were originally called the Whoopass Girls. And John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men was originally called Something That Happened. As you can see, coming up with a title for a work can actually be a billion times harder than writing the work itself. So, over the last couple of years, I've been writing a book which is going to be released on June the 28th, 2018. And the hardest part of the whole process was coming up with a title for it. For about a year, maybe over a year, I sent emails to Becky Walker, who's my editor at Usborne, with dozens of suggestions for titles for the new book. All of which were not right. Some of which were, well, the less said about them, the better. But we had to wade through a hell of a lot of awful, terrible ideas before we got to the title that we have for the book. The wonderful, shiny, brilliant title that we've got. The book is going to be called Aliens Invaded My Talent Show. But it will surprise you how many wrong turns it took to get there. If you'd like to hear some of the awful title suggestions that I made over a period of just over a year to Becky, then just keep listening. But for the moment, all you have to do is remember that it's called Aliens Invaded My Talent Show. Aliens Invaded My Talent Show. And that it's out on June the 28th, 2018. And it is a hilarious comedy novel for 7 to 10-year-olds. It's a strange truism that sometimes the name that the book ends up being seems like the most obvious name in the world. And you would imagine that it was a title that just came to the author or the publisher just in an instant. A tiny, oh, we'll call it that. Yes, that's absolutely perfect. Take Piers Torday, for instance. One of my favourite book series in recent years has been The Last Wild. And you'd have thought that because the title The Last Wild is so perfect, it must have been the very first title that Piers thought of.
They do change it. My editor changed the title. The Last Wild was originally, all the time I was working on it for 4 years, it was called The Company of Animals. Because I liked, there's an Angela Carter book, which is not related to it at all, called The Company of Wolves, and Neil Jordan made into a film. Mm. And I just liked the rhythm of that, The Company of Animals. Mm. Sounded quite sort of classic. And she said, I really don't. She said, my editor said, I just don't think children companies, because I meant company as in, you know, merry men, a cadre, yeah, a posse of animals. So I tried it out on a friend and I said, if I told you I was writing a book called Company of Animals, what would you think it was about? And she thought for a moment. She said, is it about some guinea pigs selling paper clips out of an office? And I was like, good, okay, so that's that doesn't work.
I had The Last Wild's a brilliant title.
It's great, and it's my editor's title. We worked on it, but it's really her idea, and I'm so pleased, because I then incorporated all the use of the text, The Last Wild, and I rewrote the book, making The Last Wild make sense.
Yeah.
And it helped me finish the book, actually. You know, so they can be brilliant like that, editors.
Hi, Matt here again. So, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what is it that makes a good title? Is there some sort of formula, some sort of recipe? That's why I wanted to have a little Skype chat with Becky Walker, my editor at Usborne Publishing. I wanted her to have a crack at articulating what makes a good title for a book.
It's a very... There is no science to it, and I think that's the best way of describing it. I think lots of the time it is just gut instinct, which you kind of sometimes you just know that a title is right. Sometimes actually you might sit with the title and suddenly, where you hadn't quite seen it, you put it on a cover and then it just makes it work, and you can kind of understand it in that context. Lots of the time actually it is a discussion with the wider team. So sales and marketing go. And because they've got such knowledge and such experience of having sat down in front of retailers and retailers kind of giving them all of this feedback, it'll be sales and marketing going, well, I don't know what that book is. If you just told me that title and you didn't know anything else about that book, that doesn't give me anything. So it either has to be a spectacularly beautiful title, I think, or just really, really interesting, or do a lot of work in kind of giving you some of that story background.
Yes. Okay. So you're looking at it from the point of view of just somebody going into a bookshop or a library, picking it up and being able to get a sense of what the book's going to be about, the spirit of the book, and maybe a sense of the sort of plot of the book as well.
Yeah, or just a kind of flavour of something. Because I think, especially on our side of things, both sort of as author or publisher, you spend such a lot of time with that title that it becomes so kind of finely woven into what the story is. You cannot see it objectively, I think. And so it kind of, you think of sort of walking into a bookshop and you'll look at that pile of that pile of books on sort of the Waterstones table, and what makes you look at one book over another book. And I think, again, you've got cover, obviously, you've got sort of hopefully people having spoken about books, but you do just need that title to kind of grab you straight in.
See, it all sounds so easy, doesn't it? All sounds so easy, so doable. One author whose book titles I always think are just amazing is Jo Nadin. Some of the books that she's written, whose titles I love, are Joe All Alone, White Lies, Black Dare, And Then He Kissed Me, The Queen of Bloody Everything, and the Penny Dreadful series. All amazing titles. You would think that Joe wouldn't have any problems coming up with titles, would she? You've got a book out at the moment called The Queen of Bloody Everything.
Yes, I have.
That is such an amazing title. How did you come up with that one?
Well, it is a brilliant title, isn't it? It's wonderful. It's but it wasn't the title. The title, when I first started writing, was A Trail of Breadcrumbs. And then it became The Gingerbread House, because I didn't like either of them, but I couldn't get the right title. But it's a line in the book. The mother, Edie, declares that Dido in her costume for Jubilee, I think it is the queen of bloody everything. And it was my agent who picked it out when I first sent the book off to agents, and she said that has to be the title when we send it out. And it was, and it has amazingly remained the title. I was concerned it would be too, well, it's got a swear word in it.
So
I thought they may pull it. But it has stuck, and I think it's capturing attention, definitely, in a good way.
Yeah.
And it fits the book and completely. So, yeah, I'm really, really pleased.
Were you initially then resistant to that title?
Not in a bit. As soon as Judith, my agent, said it, it was obvious to me, and I'm ashamed that I hadn't thought of it first.
Did you just think to yourself... Oh yeah.
Yeah, basically. It was just like, oh God, why didn't I think of that moment?
Yeah. And what about some of your other titles then? What about like Joe All Alone? That seems like that's a really sort of like neat title that says so much in just sort of three words.
It's yes, and it was always going to be All Alone, but it was originally Tom All Alone because the main character was called Tom Salt. And it turns out there is a book called Tom All Alone. I think it's Edward Ardizzone, so that it had to be changed for that reason. And it was, again, my editor came up with that name, Joe. So that was their contribution, but it was always an All Alone one.
And why Joe?
It's it needed to be one syllable, otherwise it didn't fit the rhythm. Mm-hmm. And it needed to be I hesitate to say nice name, but it's a name that conjures up a nice, sweet, slightly naive boy for some reason. I don't know if it's just because I know a lot of boys called Joe who are like that, so it fitted. The Tom came from a friend of mine, actually, at the time. That's why he was originally called Tom. But the Joe is, yeah, I don't know. It was thought to, yeah, it fitted. It does fit the character completely.
So with that book, then, you were confronted with the title that you wanted, Tom All Alone, was already the title of another book. I'm just intrigued as to why you decided to change the name of the character rather than think, oh, I'll just come up with another title for the book.
Oh, do you know what? It never occurred to me to change the title, and I don't think it occurred to them either. They loved it from the start, that title, and it just fitted it perfectly. I don't even know where it came from, the title, because I'd never come across the Edward Ardizzone book. I don't know where that came from, but it never popped into my head that that would be an easier thing to do than just swap Tom for Joe. As long as it's the rhythm of words that matter to me, so as long as it was swapped for a name that was this one syllable, then I was okay.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how you are, but I mean, as I was saying to you earlier, my track record with coming up with titles for books is pathetic.
And yet your titles are excellent.
But I pride myself that I'm quite good at coming up with character names. So I think that given the choice of finding a title that I really loved and just binning off a name, I would happily bin off a name rather than the title. I think the title is so tricky to do. So as you say, if you've got it, then you want to keep it, I reckon.
It's difficult because actually, I mean, that makes me think of the book, my Penny Dreadful books, which... That actually, I had the title for 20 years before I wrote the book. I was working in theatre at the time, and the company I was working for were producing a show called Penny Dreadful. And I knew that that was the name of a kid in a book. I wasn't writing children's books then. I had no thought that I might, but I wrote it down. And then I spent years and years working out who Penny Dreadful was. And it turns out she's my daughter getting into bother. But the publishers actually weren't that keen on it at first. And it was like, and that was the one time I've really, really fought for a title, because that's where the book came from. And to me, because of the double meaning of it, it absolutely mattered. And again, the rhythm of it in the text. So
even if there's no double meaning, even if you don't get the reference to, you know, sort of like horror pulp fiction, then you've got this a really splendid name, I think.
I think so, yeah. I mean, no children get the reference, and we talk about that when I go into schools, about what a Penny Dreadful really is. But it's for the adults, because when you're writing, you must know, when you're writing for children, you're writing for the adults who will be reading the books to them as well. And they will know, as some of them do anyway, know what a Penny Dreadful is.
Oh, sorry, Joe. I was just going to say, do you think, because there is now a quite macabre TV series, isn't there, called Penny Dreadful?
There is, and I like to think some people Googling it have ended up buying my books instead.
All right, here it is. I can't hide it any longer. Let's go for a little wander down the boulevard of broken awfulness. That is, some of the titles I came up with just before I was about to go to sleep, and then emailed Becky Walker about them. So before we just wander through some of the sort of name ideas that we had, I suppose I should point out that there must, I'm sure at some point in this list, it must feel like a mania has gripped me, or, well, probably me really, isn't it? Because I can remember it just, I found it really, it was such a difficult puzzle. So what were some, because I've sort of forgotten most of them, what were some of the ones that I was thinking of, or we were thinking of? Where to start, Matt?
I think mania is the right word, actually, and I think it's sometimes it's almost the frustration of there only being so many words in the English language. So I think we went for everything from, we had Kids versus Aliens, The Human Inspectors, Kill All Humans, Kill the Humans, All Humans Must Die. I don't know if you'd hit an existential crisis.
That was the mania there, I think, yeah. In a funny way, though, I quite like All Humans Must Die. I think that would be, but it's definitely not the story in the book that we've made, is it? It's a good book title for a different book.
Yeah, well, that's also another thing, that sometimes a title can actually be the spark that takes you off into a completely different world.
Yeah.
Then we also had the kind of Eric and the Talent Show of Doom, Boys versus Aliens with Faces.
Wow.
Not top of the list. Yeah.
When you, because I would sporadically send these emails to you. When you received them, what is your sort of reaction? Does your heart sink, or
no,
does
no.
your do you think, well, maybe, you know, maybe one of these will be the one?
Completely. And actually, sometimes you sort of say it out loud, and when you first look at it, you're like, hang on a second. And then you'll say, hey, have you read the latest Kids versus Aliens? And it starts working. So I think it's looking at the email, taking a minute to process, maybe saying it out loud, and then kind of going, hey guys, who are sort of sitting around me, what do you think of? Because again, actually, it can be very subjective.
Yeah.
And it's not that, you know, we come to blows over things, but sometimes people do get quite passionate about titles that they might like. If other people sort of react badly.
Yeah, I can also remember as well that you said that you'd come up with a name, the Alien Talent Show Invasion.
Yes.
Everyone was pretty happy with that. Although I have to say, I was happy insofar as I thought it was the best that we'd got, but I wasn't sort of, it wasn't, you know what I mean?
I felt there was still
something that was like, oh, okay, you know, it's you know, if that's what it's got to be, that's what it's got to be.
There was also confusion about whether it was the Alien Talent Show Invasion,
right,
the Talent Show Alien Invasion, and it didn't, again, yeah, it was those collection of words, but somehow it didn't, it told you a lot, didn't give that final hook.
But it felt, again, now that we've got the title that I think is brilliant, I love the title that we've got,
yeah,
it feels like that they were stepping stones which were much closer to the shore than we'd been before. It felt like we were almost there, and then there was one final push, and the name was born. Who was the mother of the name, because the title isn't my doing. Who came up with that?
I'm not sure. I remember it coming out of a meeting and someone saying, I don't understand. Like, not that I don't understand, but there's something that isn't connecting what the book is to what the title is.
Yeah.
And it was that word my, which I think you sort of band around, but suddenly it makes it personal all of a sudden. And when you've got that, you've got the hook to the character, to Eric, and obviously as that kind of cover started coming together, you went, okay, so I know that's who we've got, and it put it all in perspective. So again, yeah, very much a collective hive mind, I think.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. So the title of the book that's coming out is Aliens Invaded My Talent Show.
And drum roll and
amazing, isn't fire. It? And it's there's an exclamation mark at the end, so I suppose it should be Aliens Invaded My Talent Show. Should actually be how you say it.
If I could get my production department to sign it off, we'd definitely have like one of those sound buttons on the front. So you'd sort of go, what's this? And then it would just be you.
Brilliant. And are you happy with it?
I love it, Matt. I love this book more than I can say. And I think,
oh, man,
again, you know, it's been such an interesting process, I think, kind of coming from where we started to where we are now.
Yeah.
And I really think that firstly, like the book itself is just brilliant. It's just hands down, pants up, fantastic. And that title does it justice. And I think that's kind of when the happy marriage of good title and brilliant book comes together.
And there we have it. You see, it does take a while to come up with a good title. Although I have to say, some titles that I've come up with have been the very first thing I've thought of. And some have, as you've heard, taken rather longer to come up with, and then I haven't come up with it in the end anyway. Huge thanks to Becky Walker, Piers Tourday and Jo Naden for chatting about titles, especially to Piers and to Jo for fessing up to the fact that they are clearly as terrible as I am at coming up with decent titles and rely on the kindness of others to do it for them. There will be another Word Monkeys podcast coming very, very soon. Don't forget, Aliens Invaded My Talent Show is my book, and Matt Brown is my name, and you can buy it online very soon. It's coming out in bookstores on the 28th of June 2018. So until we speak again, have a great day/month/week/year. Until we see each other again, goodbye. 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 Aliens invaded my talent show. Aliens invaded my talent show. Aliens invaded my talent show.